I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Making self-care a priority in your life can have a tremendous impact on your health, mental health, and well-being. Dr. Jamila Gudarzi is here to talk about practical ways to incorporate self-care into your daily life and routines. Dr. Gudarzi is a family nurse practitioner at MUSC. Dr. Gudarzi, first, how do you define self-care?
Well, over the past few years, the term self-care has entered into our mainstream culture and now has many connotations. When I say self-care, what I mean is a kind of awareness and responsibility that we have to ourselves, our loved ones, and to our community to become aware of and to care for our own mental, physical, and spiritual health needs as we're able. At times, self-care even means asking for help from loved ones and our community.
And from your perspective, why is self-care so important?
In order to be there for ourselves and others each day, individuals must take care of themselves. Additionally, being active participants in our health can be quite effective since we tend to know ourselves and our needs better than anyone else.
And what are some of the key self-care routines or strategies that can improve our health and well-being?
Self-care may look different for everyone, but there are general self-care routines that can benefit most of us. Regular sleep and exercise can help restore our energy and balance, as can making healthy eating choices most of the time. Thinking of food, exercise, and sleep as forms of medicine can be helpful perspective to maintain, and seeking out positive social outlets and relationships can improve our mental and spiritual health.
What sorts of self-care strategies can help individuals who have chronic health conditions that they're dealing with?
Chronic conditions demand self-care as the individual is able. Keeping routine healthcare appointments and taking medications as directed are necessary acts of self-care for those with chronic conditions. Also, monitoring your blood sugar at home if you have diabetes, monitoring your blood pressure if you have hypertension, and in general, actively maintaining a lifestyle that helps to manage the disease. Also, chronic conditions often do impact an individual's mental health and vice versa. So to take care of one is to take care of the other.
What self-care strategies do we all need to keep in mind to promote good mental health?
Addressing mental health can be tricky because we can't always see it, but it does affect our overall health. Practices such as meditation, journaling, talk therapy, counseling, etc. can help us to note the messages we tell ourselves each day and can thereby help us to work toward more positive self-talk and an overall more positive self-view, which ultimately affects our actions. And again, healthy social activity also promotes our mental health.
And how is asking for help a part of self-care?
Caring for others and being cared for by others when in need can bring greater meaning, purpose, and connection to our lives and reminds us of our humanity and the humanity of those around us. This feeds directly back into our own well-being and has the potential to build healthier and more equitable communities.
Dr. Gudarzi, thanks for talking with us about the importance of self-care.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.